is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of January, 2013. It's the birthday of Somerset Maugham, born in Paris, 1874. His father was in Paris as a lawyer for the British Embassy. When the boy was 8, his mother died from tuberculosis. His father died of cancer 2 years later. The boy was sent back to England into the care of a cold, distant uncle, a vicar. Maugham was miserable at his school. He said later, "I wasn't even likable. As a boy, I was withdrawn and unhappy." He became a doctor, and he practiced in the London slums. He was particularly moved by the women he encountered in the hospital where he delivered babies, and he was shocked by his fellow doctors' callous approach to the poor. He wrote, "I saw how men died. I saw how they bore pain. I saw what hope looked like, fear and relief. I saw the dark lines that despair drew on a face. I saw courage and steadfastness. I saw the gallantry that made a man greet the prognosis of death with an ironic joke because he was too proud to let those about him see the terror of his soul." When he was 23, Somerset Maugham published his first novel, Liza of Lambeth, about a working-class 18-year-old named Liza who has an affair with a 40-year-old married man named Jim, a father of 9. Jim's wife beats up Liza, who's pregnant and who miscarries and dies. The novel was a big success. Maugham made enough money to quit medicine, become a full-time writer. For many years, he made his living as a playwright, but eventually he became one of the most popular novelists in Britain. Novels including Of Human Bondage, The Moon and Sixpence, Cakes and Ale, and The Razor's Edge. Somerset Maugham, who said, "To acquire the habit of reading is to construct for yourself a refuge from almost all the miseries of life." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Thomas Lux, entitled Dead Horse. At the fence line, I was about to call him in, when, at 2/3 profile, head low and away from me, he fell first to his right front knee and then the left, and he was down, dead. Before he hit, my father saw him drop, too, and a neighbor who walked over. He was a good horse, old, spavined, eating grass during the day and his oats and hay at night. He didn't mind or try to boss the cows with which he shared these acres. My father said, "Happens." Our neighbor, named Malcolm, walked back to his place and soon grinding toward us with his tractor's new backhoe, of which he was proud, but so far used only to dig 2 sump holes. It was the knacker who'd haul away a cow. A horse, a good horse, you buried where he or she fell. Malcolm cut a trench beside the horse, and we pushed him in. I'd already said goodbye before I tried to close his eyes. Our neighbor returned the dirt from where it came, in it stones, stones never seen before by humans nor even a worm's eye. With the back of a shovel, we tamped the dirt down. 1 dumb cow stood by. It was a Friday. For supper, we ate hot dogs with beans on buttered white bread. Every Friday, hot dogs and beans. A poem by Thomas Lux, Dead Horse, from his collection Child Made of Sand, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.